This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So it's Connor from Fun Kids, and today I'm joined with John Cena. How are you, John?
I'm really good, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you finding London?
It's fastly becoming my favourite city.
It's a great city.
It's a wonderful city.
Is it strictly business right now? Are you able to sort of see the city, go around?
I've actually been actively working in my life to make business more life. So it's life, man.
Of course. So this is quite a big moment for me right now, if I'm perfectly honest. Because I spent all of my childhood on my Saturdays eating a jam donut, watching you get to business in the rings. This is a big moment for me.
That's really cool of you to say.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So you're the new star in the play. Well, you are the star in the film Playing with Fire.
There's a bunch of stars.
But you're also a big star in it.
Well, thank you.
And we reached out to all of the kids that listen to Fun Kids to come up with questions for you.
Okay.
So instead of me thinking of the questions, I thought, why not ask the kids? Let's listen to the people. So we had Jess, age 7. Mm-hmm. She reached out and said, how was making films compared to WWE?
Jess, that's a good question. So in WWE, you have this massive chaotic element that is actually a really big part of the show. I would say it's the biggest star of the show, and that's the audience, the WWE universe. They yell and scream for who they like, who they don't like. They kind of control the energy, whether we like to admit it or not. It's genuinely true.
Yeah.
When you're filming a movie, it's very different. You basically bet on the story and film it all with no one around to make noise and what they like and what they don't like, and then package it and show it year or months later and hope that people enjoy it.
Well, of course, because with WWE, you'll get a reaction from the audience immediately, so you can play on that.
A lot of times, the audience has the power and energy to also change the story.
Mm.
Whereas once the movie's in the can, it pretty much is the movie, and then you go through a period of stress and anxiety like we are now, hoping that you just give your best and hope that people enjoy your story.
Did you find that adaptation from WWE to film quite like it was
super, super difficult?
Yeah.
Because the level of projection and performance when you're in an arena, when you're in the O2, you got to make sure the person up there knows that I'm mad.
Yeah.
And then when you're on camera, being mad can simply just be, it's a much more personal connection.
Of course.
That took me years to unwire how I was made to be able to appreciate what we do on film, but not lose the ability to go in an arena and still have fun.
But I think you're doing a great job. I've seen all your films.
I really love what I'm doing, so yeah. I just try to do my best all the time and surround myself with great people, and that's Playing with Fire's got a lot of good, funny people.
I've seen the film as well. I saw a cut of it on Friday, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Super good fun. So, Ben, age 8, reached out to me. And he said, what is John Cena like in this film? And what can we expect from you in the film?
So, I, in this film, am very straight, logical, to the point, focused on my goal, what's most important to me in the whole entire world, and that is being a smoke jumper. And through the course of the film, very much how you asked me, like, hey, is London business or life?
Yeah.
And I explained to you, like, for the first time, I'm just trying to integrate the two and realize that there isn't just one focal point. You should enjoy all the stuff around you. That's really kind of what you see in Playing with Fire, and that's why I loved the story so much.
We also had this is my favorite question
of all.
By the
way, great existential question from an 8-year-old.
Yeah, some of the kids that listen to Fun Kids Radio, they know we do these like topic things and different questions, and the answers these kids have, I don't even know that much knowledge. It's incredible. So this is one of my favorite questions, actually. And this was from Ryan, aged 11, who actually had a message along with it saying he was a huge fan of yours.
Okay.
He was interested to know what you were doing at his age to prepare yourself for what you do now. Was it always a dream to be an actor, a performer?
At 11 years old, I still was imagining myself in my backyard, alone, sometimes at the accompaniment of my brothers and friends, winning the World Series, or imagining myself scoring a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, or just basically using the things that I enjoyed doing, being outside and playing, and making more out of the world. Imagining myself in a larger scenario. So I'm in the business of imagination and storytelling now.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was 11. I didn't know about what I know about life now, but what I did consciously put effort towards was never losing my imagination and never being afraid to show who I was.
Yeah, like, that's important.
I dressed different than all the other kids. I acted different than all the other kids and got picked on a lot. But at the same time, I never let it change me. It's almost like I became more me.
Amazing.
And that's, if you look at the WWE John Cena,
yeah,
went through a very similar path
of
hey man, we like you, but we don't like you, and you need to change who you are. But no, I just wanted to become more me. So it's weird at how 11, I didn't know would actually be what I'm doing now, but it was. So just, I would say just be yourself and never lose that imagination.
I think that's great advice for the kids as well. Just be you, whatever you want to be, go for it, enjoy it.
And just know that it's okay.
And it is okay.
Yeah.
John, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, man.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.